An unbelievable thing has happened here. We talked in the last segment about having practices, myself, Limits, and Donnie Football, to sing Malzy Christmas carols. And Malzy himself is in the building here, Donnie. He's in the studio with us. We have a live audience, and it's him.
He's trying to be incognito, though. He's just,
I know.
He's doing his other work.
I just thought it was, I don't know, is ironic the word? No, it's not, as a matter of fact. It was fitting. It was as if it was meant to be. When's our first practice? Next Friday before the show?
Yeah, I mean, people start to tune up the Christmas music on November 1, so we're getting close to that date.
Any thoughts on the text line limits as to if we do have a Malzy singing group?
Somebody says that you have a Tiny Tim vibe to you singing.
That's true.
Tiny Tim was kind of a creepy guy.
Somebody else.
Well, he had that high-pitched thing going
on. Had a heart attack on stage. Died right there. You know that story?
Puts kind of a damper on things here.
Somebody else said, Joe really sucks.
It's everything Malzy can do to not get on the mic and say that guy's right. All right, let's do our picks. Who won last week?
Donnie, once again, had a really good week. Donnie, overall, is 10-4. He went 4-3 in the week. Joe, you went 1-6. I went 2-5.
Wait a second. That's 2 weeks I went 1-6.
That's correct, Joe.
I'm 2-12 like the 74 Bills.
You are falling apart, but not as bad as
2-12.
Not as bad as me.
No, you're lying.
No, you're 12-16-1 overall.
What?
Compared to, well, that's going back to week one.
Well, forget week one. It's me, you, and Donnie starting off fresh last week. I'm 2-12.
You went 2-5 last week, so I shorted you one.
So now I'm improving only because I spoke up and asked. You're sabotaging me.
This is what you always think.
How did I go from 1-6 to 2-5 just by inquiring?
No, you went 1-6 last week.
I know.
You went 2-5 the week before.
I don't know what he's saying, Donnie.
Your season record is 12-16. I went 2-5 last week.
My season record is not 12-16. We're starting last week fresh. Limits.
Your season record is 3-11. Whatever you want it to be, 11.
Three and 11. Yeah.
What is Donnie?
Donnie is 10-4.
And what are you?
I am
Donnie. After 2 weeks, I'm 8 games behind you.
I am right at 4-10.
All right, I'm going to come in and check your work
after
the show. This sounds ridiculous.
Didn't seem like we got a calculus guy from Baldwin in there.
This sounds ridiculous.
Not our strong suit.
Anyway, there's a lot of season left. I just need to chop off a few games this week. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19. Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What do we got?
All right, let's start in Morgantown, where Kansas State is at West Virginia. Kansas State is ranked 17th in the country.
Regardless of what happens, everyone will have fun, right? Win or lose. It's not whether you win or lose, but whether you have fun at the tailgate.
And
right?
If the atmosphere is great for another primetime game in West Virginia.
Donnie, you go first on these.
What is the line here?
2.5, Kansas State.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Kansas State's going to have a lot of fun. I will take Kansas State to cover that in Morgantown.
I mean, didn't Kansas State blow out Oklahoma State a couple weeks ago by like 3 touchdowns? They're going to go in there and win the game outright. I'm taking them.
Yeah, but Oklahoma State's not having a great year. I think if West Virginia does not win this game, Neil Brown will indefinitely be fired. Definitely, no doubt about it. So I think that he's going to win this game, West Virginia. Pulls off the upset.
Well, West Virginia also pounded Oklahoma State. I've just noticed here, Donnie. I don't care. Everyone will have fun, win or lose, right? Next game.
Georgia at Texas is a top 5 matchup. Texas is favored by 4.5, Donnie.
I like Texas here. I do not really have a whole lot of faith in Carson Beck. I know he had a really cool comeback against Alabama a few weeks ago, about a month ago. I'm going to take Texas here. They look really good.
The game's at Texas, yes?
Yep.
And what's the spread?
4.5.
Hmm. You know what? I'm going to take Georgia in this one. The only time I've seen them this year was that Alabama game. I'm not that overly impressed with Texas to think that they can blow out everyone. You think it's going to be a blowout?
I don't think it'll be a blowout. I think they could win by a touchdown.
What's the spread again?
4.5.
Donnie's got the horns up. Limits has reached the end of his line here. 4.5. Yeah, I'll take Georgia every day of the week.
I'm going to go with Georgia as well. I think they might win by a field goal. I think they might win outright. So I'm going to go with Georgia. Next game is Western Michigan at the University of Buffalo. Western Michigan is favored by one.
Ronnie?
I'm going to take Buffalo just for you, Joe. I'm not going to act like I know a single thing about either team.
Well, I know that Ron Cook Jr. has moved on after, I thought, a pretty underrated career at the University of Buffalo. He was a kick returner, running back, receiver, a jack of all trades.
What's he doing now, journalism and radio?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
He may. Yeah, that's where I got my start, was covering the University of Buffalo Bulls for Generation Magazine, was the campus magazine. I don't know. Both teams stink. Buffalo just lost to UConn 47-3, but then came back with a big win against the Fighting Bruce Gradkowskis. 30-15, they beat Toledo. You're darn right I'm going with Buffalo in this one. Limits, why aren't you saying your pick?
I'm going to go with Buffalo just for you. Chiefs at the 49ers. 49ers are favored by 2 points.
This is one of the easiest picks of the year for me, if you don't mind me going first on the pro games. The 49ers are banged up and not playing well. The Chiefs are coming off a little bit of a break. They're getting healthier. Mahomes isn't even off to a good start, and they're 5-0. I think they're going to go in there and win by a touchdown. I'm taking the Chiefs.
I'm taking the Chiefs here, too. They're getting a point. They have looked like a very shaky 5-0 team, but everybody gives them a huge benefit of the doubt because they're the Chiefs. They've won back-to-back Super Bowls, and when it's all said and done, they will have the best player on the field if the game does get into a close one late. I'll take KC on the road.
Everybody's picking the Chiefs, but I think the 49ers, without Christian McCaffrey, when they need it most, are going to pull out a victory.
What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High of 66 today with sunny skies. Did you see where Steve Spagnuolo texted Brock Purdy after the Super Bowl, Spagnuolo, the Chiefs defensive coordinator, and told him how good he played? Like, he's a huge Brock Purdy fan. Did you see that, Donnie?
I saw the nugget the other day that he, like, can't find a real weakness in his game.
Yeah. Called or texted him. Said you were great in that game.
Pretty high praise.
What a nice man he is. Nobody wants him as a head coach. It's an offensive league. Here's a guy that has stifled great offenses, maybe more than anybody in the history of the league.
I kind of wonder if he wants to leave his current situation.
I don't know. Maybe he likes that without having all the head coach BS they have to go through. I don't know, but it's unbelievable to me. Does he even interview? Does anybody contact him?
I feel like he didn't in the last cycle.
Next.
Let's go to Ravens at Bucks. Ravens favored by 3.5.
You want me to go first here?
Yes.
I will. I think that Lamar Jackson and the Ravens normally look at their best in prime time when everybody is watching them. That run game has been great. Derrick Henry, the fountain of youth. I'm going to take the Ravens here, -3.5.
I'm taking the Fighting Baker Mayfields. He makes his MVP case this season.
I feel like I should be picking everything that Donnie picks, but I'm going with the Bucs as well. I think if they don't win, I think it'll be a field goal game. Bengals, Browns. Bengals are favored by 5.5 in Cleveland.
Burrow oddly struggles when they play against the Browns. I think the Bengals will win the game. The offense is too good, but I think Cleveland, they'll get a little Nick Chubb bump with him back in the lineup this week. I think they keep it close. I'll go Cleveland with the points.
I'm aware of the Bengals' bad history with Burrow for some reason against the Browns, but that's all going to change. The Browns are broken. And plus, they deserve to get blown out because they're going to build a dome stadium in the suburbs. Well, what is happening, Donnie, to this great game?
Well, I'm sure we'll have a dome in Cranberry soon enough.
The Dog Pound is moving into a dome?
The Dog Dome now.
All right, we have to hurry. We have 1 minute.
I got the Bengals, too. All right, Steelers, Jets, what we got?
I think the Jets are going to win this game and cover. I think they win it by, I'll say 7, kind of an odd score, though. I will go Jets 26, Steelers 19. The Russell Wilson Steelers debut spoiled.
As I said earlier, everything Donnie mentioned made sense, but the Jets are the Jets, or the Jets is the Jets. They'll find a way to screw it up in the end because that's what they do, and Tomlin's not going to lose two of these types of games at home. He already lost an ugly one, low scoring, to the Cowboys. He's going to win this one over whoever is coaching the Jets. What's that guy's name? Albrick?
Yeah, something like that.
1918 Steelers.
I think the Steelers win by a final score of 17-12. Some weirdness going into the Jets' final score. Maybe a touchdown, a couple field goals. Who knows, but the Steelers win.
Thank you, Limits. Thank you, Donnie. It was another great Donnie Football Friday. Let's do it again next week.
Fantastic day, Joe. We shall.